Before we begin getting into the bread and butter of Hilchos Avelos, we should spend at least a few minutes to make mention of the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Avelos Deraisa, specifically whether Avelos Yom Rishon Deraisa or Derabban. And the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Avo, Aleph Aleph, Mitzvas Aselis Abel Al Hakrovin, Shenemar Bechalti Chatas Hayom, Hayita Bnei Hashem. Ve'en avelos min haTorah ela b'yom rishon levad shehu yom hamisa v'yom hakvura. Aval shaar shiva yomim eino din Torah. Af api shenamar b'Torah v'yasa aviv eilah shvas yomim nin haTorah nischat shalacha. Lo shebe nitika lehem l'yisrael shivas yimei avelos shivas yimei hamishas. Rama paskins, avelos yom rishon deraisa, avelos yom rishon means yom hamisa v'yom hakvura. So if the kvura is not a yom hamisa, that day the kvura is not Minotaur, according to the Rambam. And the source of the Rambam quotes for this din of Avelos min haTorah is Pasuk Bayaninos, Pasuk Parsha Shmini, V'chalti chatas hayom haitav b'nei Hashem. So this is also the position of the Rambam, the Rif, that Avelos yom rishon d'oraisa. The Ketzer Mishnah points out, or picks up on this source in the Rambam, and wonders where the Rambam gathers from. According to the Rambam, if the only source for Avelos is really Aninos, then it doesn't sound like there's an authentic source in the Torah for Avelos. Aninos and Avelos are not the same thing. He points out that in the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, the Rambam connects the Mitzvah of Avelos to Tumas Kohanim. La Yitama. Which may be a source for an imperative of Avelos, but that connection is not so clear. So the Ketzer Mishnah kind of leaves that as a puzzle in the Rambam, how one of the Rambam Paskins, Avelos Yom Rishon D'oraisa, on the other hand, his source seems to be from Aninos. Rabbi Will suggests maybe the two are complementary. Maybe the Rambam sees Tumas Kohanim, or the La Yitama, the fact that a Kohen needs to be Matame L'Mesim, as a general source for the notion of Avelos Min haTorah, and the Psukim of Aninos are the source for the duration of Avelos Min haTorah. Meaning, we know from Tumas Kohanim, from La Yitama, that there is such a din as Avelos Min haTorah, but we don't know from there how long the Avelos needs to be Min haTorah. That's what Aninos comes to teach us, that Avelos Yom Rishon is, Avelos Daraisa is limited to Avelos Yom Rishon. The Lecha Mishnah here in the beginning of Hilchos Avel makes another observation in the Rambam, that if in fact the source for Avelos, according to the Rambam, is Aninos, then how does the Rambam know to limit Avelos Deraisa to Yom Misa V'Yom Akvura? Aninos, we know, Aninos Deraisa, the Isser of Achilas Kachim, Isser Sheni, Avoda, that applies even out of the Yom Misa. Aninos Menotara applies up until Kvura, even beyond the Yom HaMisa. So if the source for the Rambam's Avelos Deraisa is Aninos, then how does the Rambam know to limit Avelos Yom Misa Deraisa to Yom Misa V'Yom Akvura? Maybe he should have extended to the period up until Kvura, even beyond Yom HaMisa. So, we're short on time. If you want to take a look, the Rav has a explanation for this, reprinted in, or summarized in, Shir HaRav Simon Ches, but we're not going to go into that together now. And then famously, the position of Tosfos and Ma'ikata in the beginning of the third Perek is that all Avelos is Derabanan. Tosfos Ma'ikata in Yidalit Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the tension between Avelos and Simchas Yontiv. Gemara says, Avil ain't a noeg avilusa beregel, and Avil's not noeg avilus a yantav shenamar, v'samach v'chagefa. I avilus to make karu, if we're talking about avilus that predated yantav, asi esi derabi v'dachi esi deyachir. So then, it's obvious that the esi derabim of v'samach v'chagefa is doka the personal essay of avilus. Says Tosos, Esse diach, in Masha da Velas ika Esse de Raisa, mi de lo kamer vidachi Esse de Rabbanan. The first glance, the Gemara seems to be saying that a Velas is de Raisa. The Gemara refers to a Velas as an Esse diach. Well, near nearly, de Simcha Seregal Nami de Rabbanan. So first Tosos assumes that must be Esse de Rabbim de Raisa, Esse diach de Raisa. And Tosos says, no. It could be Esse de Rabban de Rabbanan, Esse de Yachid de Rabbanan. What's the Esse de Raisa of Simchas Yachid? That's only Bisar Shlamim, Shami Simcha, Bisman, Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, Simchas Yachid is only de Rabbanan. So no raya from here. The Tosus assumes in the end that there's no raya here to say that Avelus de Raisa. In fact, Tosus assumes that Avelus is de Rabbanan, even Avelus Yom Rishon. Even Yomi Sofuras, that's the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Bali Tosus, which is the Machlokas Lahalacha between the Mechab and the Ramah. Take a look at Simon Shin Sadi Tess, the Isra Gimel, in the context of Yantiv. Shin Sadi Tess, the Isra Gimel, the Mechab writes, Chaber has essentially two deis as to whether Avelus would be noeg on Yantiv Sheni. If Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, then it should stand, it should follow, that Avelus Yom Rishon on Yantiv Sheni should be noeg. Yantiv Sheni is only Darabanan, Avelus is Daraisa. If Avelus is only Darabanan, so then there would be no Avelus even on Yantiv Sheni. So the Mechaber across both positions, so the Mechaber himself assumes that in principle Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa, and the Ramah says that we assume like the Ish Omrim, that's our minhag, the Mechaber references such a minhag too, that there's no Avelus Daraisa at all, and therefore there's no Avelus on Yontiv Sheni. Okay, let's begin now from Simon Shin Ayin Ches, the din of Seudas Havra. The Gemara says a brief line on Kafayin Amubayz. Towards the bottom. Even with a little after Tosi Maskal Aval. The Gemara has Amr Behilam Rav, Avel Yom Rishon Asil Lachal Lachal Mishalo. And Avel on the first day of Avelus is not allowed to eat his own bread. Vid Amr Le Rechman Le Yecheskel, Velechem An Hashim Lo Sochal, don't eat the bread of others. So everything that Kosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel about his Avelus is the opposite of conventional Avelus. So if Hashem said to Yecheskel, don't eat other people's bread, it means that a regular Avel does eat other people's bread. Rabbi Rav Yosef Mechalfi said the Sayil Adadi, they had the practice when they were respectively in Avelus, they would give the other a meal. So, within this brief statement, Avel Yom Rishon Asur Lachal Lechem Mishalo, everything is clear except for the definition of Yom Rishon, the definition of Lechem, and the definition of Mishalo. So those 3 points are subject to debate. Aval Yom Rishon, Asir Lecha, Lecha Mishalo. What does Yom Rishon mean? What does Lecha mean? And what does Mishalo mean? So let's go through that slowly. Take a look at Tosos. Tosos Dibur Maskil, Yom Rishon, Asir Lecha, Mishalo. In case it wasn't self-apparent until now, it would be advisable to have a Gemara by custom with you. The Tosis writes, Pirashi Lamala Filo Ochel Kama Pa'amim Bosayom. When we say that on the first day of Avelis and Avel is not allowed to eat his own food, it means any time he eats that day. The Lok Sadi Suda Rishon. It doesn't say the first meal of an Avel he's not allowed to eat his own food. It says the first day. So Yom Rishon means Yom Rishon. So even if he eats multiple meals on that day, he should not be eating his own food at any of those meals. That's the mashmos of the Rambam as well. Perek Dalit Halacha Tes. Avel the Yom Rishon Milvad. Skipping. V'namr lo v'lechem anoshim lo sachal mechal. She'kol ha'am ochel nishal acherim b'yom rishon v'yasirun lachal mishal asman. There's no reference to the first suda. It sounds like this iser of eating your own food and the requirement to eat the food of others applies for the entire day. And that's what the Gaon seems to accept the halacha as well. The Gaon have cut an aleph here in the beginning of Shin Ayin Ches. But we pass in Shulchan Aruch like the Rush. The Rush is in Simon Peites. The Rush is in Simon Peites. That's in the Chaver Paskin. That the din applies only to Suda Rishona. Avel Asir Lachal Mishalo B'Suda Rishona. Avel B'Shneya Mutter. Afilu B'Yom Rishon. So an Avel is not allowed to eat his own food for the first meal of his Avelis, but once he ate the food of others for the first meal, there are no further restrictions for the rest of the day. The Gaon here is Mitzayin, the position of Tosfos. The Gaon seems to be arguing La Halacha, but Mechaber clearly passes, like the Rush, that there are no restrictions beyond the Suda Rishona of the first day of Avelis. Aye, doesn't the Gemara say Yom Rishon? So Tosfos seems to be right. How do you come off defining Yom Rishon and Suda Rishona? The Rush points to a Gemara in Sakha Lamed Vav, where in another context, Rishon means, Yom Rishon means Suda Rishona. The din there is about Matzot Meperos, and there, Yom Rishon, or the restriction of using Matzot Meperos, is understood to be limited to Suda Rishona, even though the Gemara uses a lashon of Yontiv Rishon. So Rush thinks that's precedent, that sometimes day one, in the context of food, could really mean meal one. Okay, so that's the first machlokas here. Does Yom Rishon mean Suda Rishona? If we pass it, it doesn't mean the entire first day. The Agos Ashri has the following line there in Simon Peites and the Rush. Ein manichin, quoting from the verse of Ruah, Ein manichin es ha'avel his anos b'yom rishon. So we don't allow an avel to fast on the first day of Avelis. Ela, ma'achilin ha'mashin aso. We feed him, we give him to drink. Afilu b'tanis shalosnei Rosh Hashanah lo hiniach rashbam lis anos b'yom ha'kruva. So even on a voluntary tanis, not one of the official tanisim, the Rashbam thought that an Avel should eat B'yom HaKvura. And the Rashi quotes to Yerushalmi, Tavu me'era l'hashchenim she'tzrichu l'avel l'achal mishalav. So an Avel is not allowed to eat his own food. we don't want him to fast, so it's the neighborly responsibility of his friends to provide food, so he won't end up fasting. And cursed be those who don't live up to that responsibility to provide food for the avelim. Okay, so that line, the Shami, appears in the Mechaber next. A mitzvah shchedav sheyachiluhu mishalahem kidei sheloyocha mishalo. Fine. Says the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph Nira. Dimlo shalchulo. Let's say the neighbors didn't give him food, so they're going to be cursed. The bottom line, the guy's starving. He just came back to the Besak Faras, and no one's giving him any food. There's an issur to eat of his own food. Oh, Shu Yechidu Be'ir. There's no one else in town. It's no one's fault, but he's the only one around. Ein Chayv Litzaretz Mo Shalalech Oklal. So, he doesn't have to fast. The Mishav Hachi Kasavet Kana Tor Mishav Anarev. The Mitzvah Shchenev Yachilu Shalayochem Yishalo Shizem Yusar. So, why do you have to pass in Shulchan Aruch a mitzvah on the neighbors to feed him so he doesn't have to eat his own food? Because if it's us to eat his own food, then what are you telling me? His neighbor should feed him so he doesn't have to eat his own food. Even if the neighbors don't feed him, he can't eat his own food. So there's a lechachil and there's a b'diata, says the Taz. That usher doesn't mean usher in absolute terms. It means lechachila. That the ideal is lechachila, and Avil shouldn't eat his own food. And therefore, it's the responsibility of the neighbors or friends to make sure that they provide food so the Avil doesn't have to eat his own food. Push comes to shove, the neighbors don't do their job, or he's alone, there's no one to help, then we don't tell him he has to fast. In the spirit of what the Agos Asher quoted from the Agos Aruah, that we shouldn't let an Avil fast on the first day. And if push comes to shove, he's allowed to eat his own food. The Ramban argues on this. The Ramban page Reish Beis in the Torah Sa'adon, the Ramban assumes that there's an absolute Isser. So even so, if there's no one to give him food, then he's stuck. We'll come back to that in a couple of minutes. Okay. So let's go to the third point now. So he said, Yom Rishon, Machlokes, Tosfos in the Rosh, doesn't mean Yom Rishon or Suda Rishon. Aser, maybe Machlokes between the Ramban and the Mashvas of the Mechaber and the Tor, whether Aser is in absolute terms or only Lechachila. What about Lechem? So an Avil's not allowed either lechachil or even b'diavad to eat his own food, his own bread, the Gemara says. So how dafka is that? The Aruch HaShulchan says it's very dafka. The Yisr only applies to lechem. Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat in Beis. Mechaber doesn't sound the way. Mechaber says Avil asir lechol mishalo. Doesn't mention lechem as the name of the Gemara does. That's what the Divrei Sofrim quotes in the Shevet Yehuda, that I know it applies to other foods as well. Presumably, there's a connection between the scope of the Isser of eating your own food and what the Suda Savra should consist of. Meaning that if, as the Aruch HaShulchan has it, the restriction is limited to lechem, then the Suda Savra provided by the neighbors presumably would only have to be limited to lechem. Our minag is, as the Berheto quotes here in the end of Sivkat Vav, our minag is that the Suda Savra consists of lechem and beitzim. The Suda Savra consists of bread and eggs. Eggs is a symbolic of Elis food. There's a classic tafshil. So the fact that our minag is that the Suda Savra consists of bread and eggs would seem to indicate that the Isser applies beyond bread. At least that's what our minag assumes. Now, some of these questions, or some of these machlokes, it may depend on what is the rationale behind this din, the two sides, or two sides of the same coin, the number one, the isser of eating your own food, and the requirement of having a Suda Savra that is provided by others. So the Torah here has a lashon of Menachem in Tchila. That this is a form of Nichum, so it sounds like the Suda Savra is a form, a manifestation of Nichum Aveilim. That's what the Levush writes. Beis Yosef quotes in Beni Rucham, the reason for the din of Suda Savra is that we're worried the Avil may be Mazik himself. He's in such a fragile emotional state that if we don't make sure that he eats, he may harm himself, not take care of himself. So it's a practical consideration that we have to ensure that the Avil is properly cared for. Dibrei Sofim quotes the Shevet Yehuda. Different concern. We want to make sure that the Avil doesn't get drunk. He might try to drink away his misery. So we have other people ensure that he eats the right measure, drinks the right measure, and doesn't overdo it. So if the concern is the latter concern, the concern that maybe the guy's going to get drunk, so then you wouldn't be concerned about letting the guy fast, right? The Orza Ruah said, we don't let the Avel fast. And that's what the Taz says, that if there's no one to feed the guy, then he can eat his own food. So if the concern is that we're worried the guy's going to get drunk, so if he fasts, he's definitely not going to get drunk. So according to that, there shouldn't be any reason not to let him fast if other people aren't around. According to the other reasons, if we're worried he may harm himself, or if we're worried, or if it's a form of Nichum Aveilim, so then if there's no one to be menachem him, okay, so then let him eat his own food. Or if we're worried that he should be probably taken care of, and if there's no one to help him, then he should definitely eat his own food, otherwise things could be worse if he's going to end up fasting. And Rabbi Willie pointed out that this also impacts on the first question, does it then apply the entire first day, does it apply only to the Suda Rishona? If our concern is that he may harm himself, so then it's arguable that that only applies to the first Suda of the day when he's the most distraught. If it's a form of Nichum Aveilim, so then it's possible that that form of Nichum Aveilim could apply the entire day. So Rabbi Karp points out, page Reish Mem Vav, that in a situation in which there's no one to provide the Suda Savra, so if you're going to be machmir against the Taz or some other post gemar and recommend that the person not eat his own food, which essentially means to fast, So Rabbi Karp says, you shouldn't pile on chumra al gabri chumra. Meaning, number one, you have a machlokes, whether he's allowed to eat his own food if there's no one to provide him other food. Number two, you have a machlokes, whether the din of Suda Savra applies only to lachem, does it apply to other foods as well? So Rabbi Karp suggests, if you're going to be machmir and tell the guy not to eat his own food, where there's no one to provide him with Suda Savra, he should only be machmir that he shouldn't eat his own bread, or shouldn't eat a main staple. But to eat fruit, that far we wouldn't be machmir, because according to many poskim, fruit isn't included in the Isser to begin with. I saw in Rabbi Eitan Schnall's notes on Avelis that he heard from Rosh Hashanah, which I didn't hear directly myself, but the Rosh Hashanah thought you should be machmir across the board on any food before the Suda Savra not to eat mishalot. So even water, an Avil shouldn't have his own water prior to the Suda Savra. He should have someone provide water to him. Take a look at Sif Gimel. Im Rasa Avil Shel Alechol B'Yom Rishon, Mutter Alechol Mishalo, Afilu Suda Rishona. So, if the Avil decides he doesn't want to eat it at all, even if there are people to provide the Suda Savra, he doesn't want to eat. So the din of Suda Savra and the Isser of eating Mishalo only applies on Yom Rishon, on the first day of Avelis. So if for whatever reason he chooses not to eat on the first day of Avelis, there's no din of Suda Savra. After Ramah, V'cheinim lo hivru b'yom Rishon, shenim shachar alayla, mutar lachol mishalo, b'layla mishalo, v'ein sar chavra. Let's say you get back from the base of Kfar, it's an hour before Shkia. So by the time you get back home, it's ready time to daven mincha, and by the time you're able to eat anything, it's not that you weren't able to. Just didn't work out. By the time you get to eat anything, it's ready night. So in that case, there's no Isser of Achila Mishalo, and there's no din of Seudas Havra. Okay. Let's move on now to Simon Shin Ayin Tes. Simon Shin Ayin Tes is the Simon of Birchas Avelim, which you probably encountered at some point in your life on Ksuvah Savches Amid Beis. Mechaber writes, Keshem Mevarchin Birchas Hamaz Amid Beis Avel, Omer Bracha Reviyas Kedusah Suv. Different Nusah for the fourth Bracha benching. Baruch HaDashav HaKenim Melech Olam, Akel Avinim HaKenim Barinim Galinim Kedoshenim Kedosh Yaakov, Amelech HaChai Yatov HaMetiv, Kel Emes Dayin Emes Shofi Betzedek, V'chulei, Lokeach Nefashas HaMishpat, Shalit Balamo, V'chulei. That's Birchas Avelim. Has anyone ever heard Birchas Avelim? Yep.
Grandfather.
I'm sorry?
I think so. I think my grandfather said it.
Only part of his Zeman or on his own?
Yeah.
On his own?
I think it was part of his Zeman.
So the Baragola writes over here. I don't know what the practices were among your cultural colleagues, but the Baragola writes among Ashkenazi Jewry, Mashallah Reisi Noagin Lahoset Berchas Avel Bebracha Revias. So Baragola notes that it didn't seem to be common practice to say this Nusa convention nearly as Daiti, Shesamko Debriatosus Ksubus Chasam Beis, Shochichu Sham, the Berchas Avelim Eina Elaba Sara. There the Gemara equates Berchas Avelim to Berchas Chasanim. Just like Berchas Chasanim is only Basara, Tosafot writes Berchas Avelim also is only Basara. So the Baragola thinks that the fact that common practice is not to say this Nusach in benching is because we assume that that day, like that Tosafot, that it only applies if you are benching Basara. Mordechai writes that way as well. Mordechai here in Moikatan, Tuf Kuf Kaf Kes. Tav kuf kaf ches, b'tzarech asara, v'ba'os ha'masara, eino min ha'minyin, Gam b'sid rishon sh'asu lecha mishalo ve'ein litzarfa la'asara. So he talks about whether the avel is included in the minyan, but he says that the berachas avelim is only recited in a minyan. That's the Mordechai Tav Kof Kates. That's the Barabola writes to justify what he sees as common practice, not to recite berachas avelim in benching. Magen Avraham, Simen Kuf Peites, Sif Katan Beis, Simen Kuf Peites, Sif Katan Beis, seems to assume that Berachas Avelim is recited even Beyachid. Take a look at the Shach here. Shach Sif Katan Vav. Mechaber writes over there in the end of the Simen that an Avel is Mitzarev to Tfilu Zimun. Deila gimel deila asara. And Abba counts for Ziman. Says the Shach, Midibi Mordechai Nira, the Suda Rishona, Shemarvin is Abba, Shasil Abba Mishalo, Eina Abba Mitzarev Birchas Amasa. Shach thinks that an Abba is not Mitzarev to benching in the Suda Sadra. The Chain Kazbar Keach, Dibi Shevavarch and Birchas Amasa, Mishas Abraso, Eina Velim in a Minion. Kidarmina Paragalatic Subas, Tzalomar. Dermina Hasa and Berkas Rachav Ein Avelim in a Minyan. Pesh Rashi Sham. Taina Kishim Mavinus Avul Sidu Rishon Mishal Achayim. Kedamina Moikata Ni Mavinus Av Rachava. Mash Maluhu. Do a Dina Ein Adalak Rachava. Mikol Makum Sidu Sabra Talia Milsa. Yaf a Pisha Tos the Kasim Nugila Berkas Amaz and Avul in Starev. Efshid the Modem Sidu Rishon Ad Avra. Lamari Ela Bishar Avelis. So the Shach thinks that a Avul is not Mitzarev to a Zeman for the Sidu Sabra. He is Mitzarev to Zeman during the rest of Shiva. Talmud Rava writes, the Shach seems to abridge the Mordechai. Mordechai wrote that an Avel is in Mitzarev to Asara. And we don't understand the Mordechai anyway. But at least an Avel should be Mitzarev to a Zeman of Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that Berachas Avelim should be recited even by a Yachid, like what the Magen Avraham sounds like. And he's not impressed by those people who are makel on this. It does seem that in general common practice is not to recite Berachas Avelim, presumably assuming that Berachas Avelim mitosis is only basara, and under most circumstances it's rare to have a situation where you have a zeman of basara in a base avel. Remember, Shaku said something to me a couple years ago about someone who gave him some reliable representation about, I forget which gadol on this matter, that changed his position here. But I don't remember which way it was. I have to be mavara that. I thought, I don't remember which way that went. I'll try to be mavara that for next time. Mechaberes and Siftalid, B'Shabbos and Biruch B'Yachid of Gimel Avelin, Mevarek Kederach Shemavarek B'Chol, Titzinahu. So on Shabbos, if you're Mevarek in with the Zimun, you don't say Biruchas Avelin, you do say Biruchas Avelin, because that would only be a manifestation of Avelos B'Sin. On Shabbos, Avelos prefer Hesias Aser, Avelos B'Sin is Motor. So from the privacy of your own home, you're being mezamin, even if there are people with you, that's called the veil of spitzina, and that's not an impediment to reciting berachas avelim. V'im achu acher mimo, uberchu ein maskir mein of over the kevin dika chayim latzenu. But if they're guests at the table, then that would be a manifestation of veils for hesya, and therefore you shouldn't recite berachas avelim. So if you have people who don't belong, who aren't regulars in your home, so then to recite Berachas Avelim in their presence would be a violation of Avelis Bifarhesya on Shabbos. Okay, so now we have to move on to talk about Malachim, Simon, Shin Pei, but I'm not going to start by now. So we'll stop here. And next week, I think we're going to go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Is the general preference to do 3 o'clock every day of the week, or to mix it?
I think 3 o'clock.
Do you prefer 3?